Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Ho, ho, Merry Christmas, little boy.
Christmas, it's 2 days to January, you fucking retard. How'd you even get in here? Get out.
Ho, ho, rude.
You're listening to The Laughter Life.
Laughter Life.
Laughter Life.
Laughter Life.
The Laughter Life.
Laughter Life with Adam McKay. Available now. On all major podcast networks. Ow!
Well, I've recently started wearing suspenders. I found that wearing a belt just really made me look fat. And if I wear suspenders, my pants stay up better. So I've been wearing suspenders lately. You're listening to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. I am your host, that guy I just said. And with me, as always, is Abby, the Black Lab. And we have an extra, two. We have two extra special guests with us here today at the Laughter Life Cabin. And we'll be recording from the Laughter Life Cabin so long as it is desirable for myself to do so. And I think as long as the weather is on the cooler, wintry side of things, that's where we'll be doing it from. So I hope you enjoy the fireside chat / podcast that I present to you here. Oh, my sidekick is barking. Simmer down. Not today. This is not a good time. It's been too long. Don't interrupt. So our first special guest is Morty, the Black Mutt. That is Sarah's brother and fiance's dog, who we're sitting for while they prance around in Mexico over the holidays. And my second special guest is Mount Gay Barbados Rum. And this is the small batch Black Barrel edition in which I have right now, and I just love it. It's great. And there's just something special for a McKay to sit over the holidays with a rum and coke with a Founds. The Founds and McKays are a very close family or pair of family. Oh, just one moment. I have to deal with this dog. Sorry about that, everybody. So the McKays and Foundses have been sharing rum and coke over the holidays for hundreds of years, as far as I can tell. And whenever I have a rum and coke around these times, I think about other McKays and other Foundses, and I hope they're doing well and are filled with merriment. And I dedicate this episode to all those McKays and Foundses, and McKays and Foundses at heart, who also would like to share in a fine rum and coke this holiday season. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and happy whatever else it is you'd like to celebrate over this time, because we're in a world of great inclusivity, of which I agree with wholeheartedly. But there is one group of people who I find, among all of this inclusivity talk, are being left behind and are not being included at all. And that, ladies and gentlemen, and for those of you unsure, is the rude and sensitive assholes who have unpopular opinions. I'm not so sure I can go out on a limb and proclaim that I find myself amongst this group. But if I were, I would say that I'm not being included in anything. Having said that, I want for nothing, and I have everything I've ever imagined and dreamt of, and I've reached the top of every endeavor ever. I've never been offended, and I don't know pain. So, why I'm being excluded from everything, I don't know. It's fucking rude, frankly. So I'm sitting here at the Laughter Life cabin, fire going, all the Christmas decorations are up, Christmas lights are on, these two puppy dogs sleeping near my feet now. And it has nothing to do with the chokeholds. They're just so tired for me screeching myself bloody at them for barking and interrupting our episode that they're just ready for a nap, I guess. I will remind the good listener folk that I, of course, am speaking in jest. I love animals and would never do anything to harm them, even if they bark incessantly to the point of suicidal thoughts. I still would never harm them or myself. Okay? I have a few beefs I'd like to talk about, but I feel so torn because some of my fans are like, stay positive. Talk about the positive things, Adam. Don't be so down. And then I got other fans like, oh man, I love when you riff on stuff. It's so funny. I think the same things. I want to hear other people thinking the same thing as me. So I have these, you know, people are playing tug at war at my heart. I don't know what to do. But there is one group of people who, fucking hell, I almost count them amongst my Facebook hatred. And that is going to be Amazon. So, here's my gripe with Amazon lately. This story may take a few moments, but I'll try to summate it as quickly and concisely as possible. Many years ago, I had an iPhone, and I decided I'm kind of growing tired of this conglomerate. I'm sick of these people at Apple. I want to just try something new. I want to go off the beaten path a little bit because I was just tired with the monopolization of it all. So I'm like, I'm going to give Samsung Android, give them a try. You know, whatever. I'll get one phone. If I don't like it, the next one I get, I'll go back to Apple. So I went into, I guess, Bell is my provider. And I said, listen, I want to get a Samsung, but I've purchased so much music through, Apple, that I want to ensure that I don't lose any of the music because I've had thousands of dollars worth of music I've downloaded for them. And they said, oh, no, we have something called Smart Switch. You just do that and you won't lose anything. Anyway, long story short, I fucking lose half of my goddamn music, okay? So right off the pop, boom, half of my music missing. I don't know what the fuck. No one can explain it to me. Anyway, so on my Samsung phone, initially, half of my old Apple Music was carried forward to my Samsung phone. So let's just say for ballpark, I have 1,000 songs on my Samsung phone. And now for about a period of 1.5 years, a year and a half, I was able to purchase through Bell anything I purchased in the Google Play Store. If I purchased songs on my Samsung Android, it would just bill my phone bill. So it would just get added to my phone bill. But there was some point where Bell decided to no longer offer this feature for whatever reason. I have no idea. So I just had to an associate I had to put a credit card on files for Google Play. So anytime I bought something through Google Play, it would charge my credit card. So I probably spent $200 or $300 through Google Play on that got attached to a bill through my Bell provider. And that's fine. Everything is fine. So I also had two Gmail accounts. One, I kind of opened it for more professional use. I was going to use it with like my writing and getting in touch with agents and, you know, different directors and all this other shit. Just anything to do with my writing endeavor. I was going to have one separate email because I didn't want to lose. I didn't want to miss any emails because of it got lost in junk and bullshit. So what ended up happening, because I wasn't really accustomed to using this new email, I just kept going back and using my old email, whatever, nothing, no big deal. I just made a new file over there and had a different folder and blah, 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 blah. So I ended up having two Gmail accounts is the basis of my argument here. And what I didn't know is if I checked one Gmail account on my phone, it would, everything to do with me being on my phone, it would go over under that account. So if I wanted to check, you know, Gmail one, everything on my phone would be under Gmail one until I checked my Gmail two. Once I checked my Gmail two, everything under my phone would be Gmail two. So what I didn't know as I was purchasing songs through Google Play, even though it was charging the same credit card, depending on which email I last checked, the associated song would be attached to that email. So let's just say that I purchased 150 songs on Gmail 1 and 150 songs on Gmail 2 over the course of whatever. So long story short, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to delete Gmail 1, say, because I never use it and there's no point in me having two emails. It's just stupid. So I ended up deactivating the account. Now, when I did that, I lost all of the songs that I would have purchased under that associated email. Now, because there was only maybe 150 out of 12 or 1300, it wasn't something I noticed right away. So I'll tell you how I did finally notice it. I had some major problems with my phone, and I actually had to do a factory reset. So when I did the factory reset, I lost a lot of shit that I didn't back up. That's my own stupidity. I should have known better, and I should have backed up some things. I get it. But a part of me was thinking, well, there must be a way to get back the associated purchases I've made, because those are purchases I've made. I gave them money and they gave me access to those things. It's not as if I bought a CD and then lost the CD and then went back to the store and said, I lost that CD, give it back to me. It's almost like losing a password. You know, oh, Netflix, I lost my Netflix password. I'm paying you every month to have access to it. Can you reset my password? Of course we can. You're paying for a service. We're going to give you that service. So I just assumed that I could go back into Google under the same account that I purchased everything with and just re-download all those things. So it was then what I realized, I had purchased a lot of these things under an account that I deleted. Now, since it was more than 6 months ago, I cannot reactivate that account. And I've called them literally 8 times and have spoken to somebody at Amazon. Is it Amazon? Does Amazon own Google? I'm not sure. I said my beef was with Amazon, but my beef is really with Google Play. So I'm not sure if they own one another or what's going on. But anyway, long story short, I keep getting this answer that nothing can be done. And I told them, are you telling me that when somebody deletes their account, all the purchases associated with that account just get deleted? Your parts payable, your accounts payable department, your finance department, your accounting department, all of their records that credit cards had purchased things in your company just vanish? Fucking bullshit. So anyway, I'm in a battle with Google Play now for them to either refund me for all this music that I had no longer have access to, or simply grant me the access to those songs. And yes, I do apologize. I mixed it up. I said Amazon earlier, but it is in fact Google who I'm having this gripe with. And that's the battle I'm going with now. And I can't fucking stand these big companies. And my problem with them is, you know, if you're doing business with mom and pop shop, you go down there and you talk to mom or you talk to pop or you talk to somebody that works there and that knows you and you have a rapport with, and they assume part ownership of your problem and they try to work in concert with you to fix it. But the bigger the company is, the people that work there, they don't give a fuck about the company and especially the client. They don't care about me. I talked to, I don't know how many people from Mexico I talked to about this issue, because I guess in Cal, you know, this is kind of rude, but it's like a stereotype. If you call like some kind of support call center in Canada, we often get talking to somebody that's actually in India, and they don't really have any other than just being able to read the script that they're provided for. They don't have any inclination one way or the other about what your problem is. They can't empathize with you because they have no fucking idea. They're in this big, beautiful call center, and then they got to go home to their dump. They don't even have a phone. I even straight up asked somebody at Google if they even use the service, and they didn't because they said it was too much money. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, it just really pissed me off, and this is the battle I'm in. And I'm sorry, this was a really long rant, not very entertaining, and I apologize, but I appreciate you sitting there and letting me vent, okay? This Mount Gay Barbados rum is very good, and I strongly encourage any of you out there that enjoy rum to give it a try. It's fairly inexpensive, too. I think it's like, you know, $40 Canadian for a quart of it. I don't know, $32 American. And I don't know how many pounds, okay? Maybe 22 pounds. Don't really know. Oh, I'm just reading my emails here, folks, by the way. And this is where the mix-up with Amazon came, because I feel like the seeds of a hatred towards Amazon is indeed being planted. I got this email from them. Dear Amazon associate, we have recently made payments to associates for the advertising fees earned in our program. However, we were unable to pay you because one of the following reasons. And then there's 12 different fucking reasons. I'm not going to go into it. But I don't know how many times I spoke with people on the phone and went online and made sure that everything I did signing up with this fucking thing was perfect and there was going to be no bullshit. And I was assured there would be no bullshit, but in the back of my mind, I fucking well knew that there would be some. And lo and behold, here it is. Now, I haven't even looked into this whatsoever, so perhaps there was an error on my part. But that's definitely why the top of my mind was pissed off at Amazon. Okay, I also got this other thing. Apparently, the podcast, even though we haven't been, you know, it's been a month or maybe a bit more than a month, we're actually, we went up to number 17 for, I don't know, we're in entertainment news. I don't really know why we're in that category. But in Canada, under entertainment news, we are the number 17th ranked all-time podcast. I don't know why. Don't know what that means. And in the United States, we are number 49. So that's an email I just read. That's a 10-minute old email, too. So other than me, you're the first people to hear it. So congrats. What else can I talk about the Christmas? I got a lot of nice, really thoughtful gifts, actually, this year, and I as I do always. I got Norm MacDonald's book based on a true story. And I got my very own copy of a wonderful book on story. It's called Story, and it's by Robert McKee. And it's one of the preeminent friggin' books about writing and writing stories. And anybody out there that loves writing and wants to be a writer or at least give it a go and maybe pursue a career in it, it's an absolute must-read and an absolute must-own. And I really appreciate that gift from the lovely Sarah, amongst many others that I got for her. So I guess another big kind of blunder, when I did my factory reset on my phone, I actually lost a lot of stuff that I had. I had a bunch of music I was working on, a bunch of lyrics, a bunch of material for podcasts and jokes and lists. And more so than anything else is a big reason why there hasn't been a podcast episode in a while is because of all this information that was lost. And it kind of bummed me out, and I don't know, it's, you know, podcasting, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it's, you turn on the mic and you just riff, you just go. But there is some sort of creative endeavor in it. And I feel like if you don't have that muse with you, you know, riding a shotgun, you don't really feel like being creative in any manner, even if it's as simple as turning a mic on and just speaking. So I feel like maybe with the help of a little Mount Gay, I've kind of gotten over that hump. And I appreciate you all so very much for being here, getting us back on track. I think I'm going to do one more episode. Maybe tomorrow is my goal, to do a New Year's Eve special episode. And then we'll be back right on track in the new year. We'd like to have some more guests. We're going to have Cousin Jamie on. We're going to have some more Frank from Bill and Frankie Pop Culture. And, you know, I'm getting a little worried about Gooptar and friends. I haven't heard from those guys in a long time. So I'm going to put out some feelers and see if the Laughter Life friends can all get together and start sending some more mail our way. Anyway, folks, this is going to be episode, I don't even know what episode this is either. It's going to be a special Christmas episode, I guess, even though it's a little late. Sure, better late than never. But anyway, you're listening to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. That's me. I'm here with a couple of puppies at the Laughter Life cabin. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at Laugh Life Adam on Twitter. And check us out on the website, laughterlife.ca. Tell all your friends, and welcome to The Laughter Life. Take care.